Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Anna Elmquist, Audubon Way, to talk about Relay for Life. It's that time, Anna.
It is that time. It is. We're excited. We kick off Friday, June 16th at the John James Audubon City Park, and it's from 4:30 to 8 this year. It seems like it invariably rains at 8:30 every year we have it in Audubon. Well, so we've just decided that, all right, we're going to just stop ahead of it.
All right. That sounds like a good plan. But unless it's lightning or tornadoing, you probably go ahead even if it's raining.
We do. Yep, we have it.
Carry on. Right?
Carry on. That's
yes.
The fight never stops.
Yes,
right.
That's true. So it seems like, I don't know about very many Relays for Life, but it always seems the ones I know about include some walking and include some food and some other activities. And I'll bet you've got all those included.
We certainly do. We've got Two Palms Grilling, which is going to be serving from 4:30 to 8, and they always do a marvelous job.
Yummy.
And 100% of what they take in, they give right back to the Relay. Pat and Brian go out and get a lot of donations to support it, and they give 100% back to the Relay for Life. So it's a great thing, and we've just got lots of things going on. We've got, we've got a raffle on a great quilt made by Kelly Menino that you can buy chances to. We've got silent auction stuff and live auctions. We've got, yard spinners, children's picnic tables, cake pans, and a special thing is my mother is 100 years old, Dorothy McKeown.
Oh, really?
And she made another set of butterfly cross-stitch towels that we're auctioning off, and she's a survivor herself, and she's been doing this for years, but, obviously if you're 100, but,
Yes. Anna, that gives me goosebumps to think about what she conquered and what she's still giving back. That's just wonderful.
It is. That's true. But we just got wonderful things on the auction block, and we've got, of course, our luminaries that you could purchase ahead of time at Joe Rasmussen's in Exira, I think the library down there, and the Audubon State Bank. And you could purchase them that evening also. We've got Joan Bauer and her group running across the county from the north to the south end, and they accept donations, and it's called Fighting Mad Run, and she's done that for the last 5 or 6 years anyway, I believe.
And so is that done also on the 16th?
Yes, she runs that afternoon, and then they come back and run back into Audubon, and then we have a little fire on the stage with their whatever they gather, I guess.
Okay. So
yeah,
what time do you light the luminaries?
The luminaries should be lit probably about a quarter till 8.
Okay, just as it's
yep.
starting
and
to get a little dusk.
And we have Survivor's Walk kicks off the event. I think that is, the dinner starts at 4:30, and we're going to have some people playing some music, and the silent auction starts at 5, but the grand opening ceremony is at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And when is the live auction?
The live auction starts at 7:15.
Okay. So, and the one of the things about, again, the ones I'm familiar with, this is a come and go. If you don't have, if you have other things scheduled, 4:30 to 8, sometime in there you can get away to participate in some way, whether it's eating your
That's
evening
right.
meal or walking or buying a luminary, whatever. And Anna, I'm sure there are ways if people absolutely cannot attend on June 16th, I'm sure there are other ways that they can donate and help out.
They certainly can, either by purchasing luminaries or they're welcome to just any donations can made to it by sending them to the Audubon State Bank and made out to American Cancer Society. They can do it that way, and and then on the 17th, on Saturday, we have a Traveling the Trail, it starts at Randy Monk Park in Hamlin. You can start registering at 7:15, and it's a bike ride from Hamlin to Brayton, and then they can run or walk approximately a two-mile route from Brayton to the south on the trail and back to Brayton. And then there's breakfast at Mel's Diner in Brayton, and I think she's going to donate back to the Relay for Life Fund from that event. So
that's on Saturday morning.
That's on Saturday. And the registration for that starts at 7:15. The ride starts at 8. And
those are AM times.
Those are AM times, yeah. Right, for the bike ride, exactly. I believe there's a $25 per person fee, and then you get a T-shirt for that event,
okay,
too. Then.
So you probably need to get registering for that if there's a T-shirt involved.
Pardon me?
I say you probably need to get registered for that if there's a T-shirt involved.
No, they'll have T-shirts at the event that day.
Oh,
they
okay.
Seems like they have plenty. So there's no pre-registration. You just sign up that morning. Show up with your bike and your helmet.
Well, you know, Anna, when the relay started out, as I recall, it was like going to do a 12-hour or something. Well, you're kind of doing that with a break in between.
With a break in between. That's right. Yeah, we just don't, you know, it's just hard to get stuff going for 12 hours.
It is, yes.
And people walk around the perimeter of the park. On the street, we have it coned off so they can walk. You know, so we do the survivor lap and things like that, and we try to encourage people. We'd love to have people walking all night long, but you know, it's hard sometimes to get people out.
It is, but it's a really nice, interesting view as you walk around the city park in Audubon, because you've got the John James Audubon statue there, and you've got on the other side, you've got the Veterans Memorial by the courthouse, and you know, the library is an interesting building. You have some interesting things to look at while you're walking.
There certainly are, and they've done new landscaping, you know, and new plantings around the perimeter of the park and everything. It's just a beautiful park. It is. It's just a great night. Bring a lawn chair, come join, and we've all been touched by someone that has cancer or fighting it ourselves, and it's just it touches everybody, and it doesn't care anything about you.
Yeah, how old you are? Yes, all ages.
Or young.
And yes, you know, one thing we haven't mentioned is entertainment.
Okay, we have entertainment starts. Well, like I say, we have Sue Croker's kicking us off at 5:00 playing, and then. We have just lots of entertainment throughout the evening, speakers that are going to do some stuff. We announce all the survivors that are there and honor them. Joe Bean's playing, and we have a Locks of Love event that is going to be done. I think Terry Bloom is going to get her hair cut by Joe Bean sometime during the evening. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they squeeze that in or exactly what time that's going to happen. But, so, you know, like I say, and even if you can't come to the event, come and eat some of Two Palms Grilling. They're going to be ready to serve at 4:30, and just don't cook that night. Make sure you stop, and even if you can't stay, pick up food and take it home, and like I say, just support the event. It's very personal this year for me. My 4-year-old grandson was diagnosed with leukemia on February 4th, so
we're
fighting the battle, and it's just, you know, he's doing great. It's all good, but, you know, it's just a tough 3-year fight, and it takes a community. It takes everybody. It's a tough battle.
And, you know, we've talked about money is really important because they need to do the research, but that other kind of support, the people just being there for you, knowing that they're caring and gathering together to support the survivors and honor those that have been taken, that's all an important part of the Relay for Life also.
It is, and you could just feel the people that are fighting it that evening or the ones that are survivors, the way they hold hands and look at each other, and they gather strength through this event.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a building block. It truly is, and an awareness thing, and I think that's very important. Too, is to just keep people aware.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
And how much progress they've made, just that we know firsthand now from what they couldn't do 5 years ago that they can do now. It's just, it takes money to make it happen.
You bet. And Anna, you've been involved with this for quite a while, so best wishes to you personally and also to all of those other volunteers that you've put together to help make the Relay for Life in Audubon happen. again, Audubon City Park, 4:30 to 8 o'clock on Friday, June 16th. And then remember the bike ride, Brayton, Hamlin to Brayton and back again. So
right. Well, okay.
And further.
Right. Exactly right.
Yep. Okay, great. Thank you so much to Anna Elmquist for visiting with us today. And
thank you, LaVon.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Want to make somebody feel special? Listen with all your senses.